This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to the Green Room. The Trump administration is rolling back the Clean Power Plan. Those rules were enacted in the last administration in an effort to limit CO2 emissions from power plants. Some say a rollback without replacement sounds like a death knell for the Paris Agreement. That's the multinational effort to avert climate disaster. But on February 8th, a surprising announcement was made by a group of conservative elders that some consider a breakthrough. It's a climate change solution that just might have political legs. The crucial question is, will people lend their support? Barbara Lucas set out to find out in this month's edition of The Green Room.
Detroit, Michigan with 8 people.
Nice, Detroit.
Philadelphia, 6 people.
Madison with 40 today.
Those are some of the nearly 400 North American chapters of the Citizens Climate Lobby checking into their monthly group call.
Carbon content of fossil fuels starting at $40.
About 35 people in the Ann Arbor CCL chapter are gathered in a circle. They're listening intently to news of the climate solution announced February 8th by the newly formed Climate Leadership Council. It's a tax on carbon that's collected at the source, the coal mine, the oil well, or the port of entry. And the fee is distributed back to citizens in the form of a dividend, making it revenue neutral.
The authors estimate emissions reductions nearly 2 times what all Obama-era regulations would achieve.
Actually, this proposal is very similar to what the CCL's 20,000-plus volunteers have already been lobbying for 10 years now.
And we like our policy better. It is still something to be very excited about.
The reception it's received is impressive. Already over 26 major editorial endorsements. The Washington Post, the New York Times, the Financial Times, the Nature Conservancy, National Audubon, the list goes on. Why is the new proposal generating so much excitement?
We can get an insurance policy that is a conservative approach based on the free market.
That's no less than James Baker, former Secretary of State and Treasury Secretary under both Reagan and Bush.
That limits government, doesn't expand government, and that is competitive internationally. That's a win-win, and we ought to take a look at that. And
what? A revered Republican advocating a carbon tax? Actually, he's joined by a who's who of conservatives. George Shultz, another former Secretary of State and Treasury Secretary, under Nixon and Reagan. Leading economist, the CEO of Walmart.
Remain somewhat of a skeptic about the extent to which man is responsible for climate change.
But still, Baker says the risks are too great to ignore. He points out that President Reagan instituted a similar free market strategy to fight the looming threat of depletion of the ozone layer.
As it turned out, the scientists who were worried at that time about that depletion turned out to be right, and Reagan's Montreal Protocol came along just in time. So we argue that we ought to substitute a carbon tax for the raft of regulations and subsidies that now characterize this issue. For the sake of our children and grandchildren.
Here's economist Marty Feldstein.
A carbon tax is just simply the simplest and economically most effective way to reduce the level of carbon emissions that contribute to global warming. It's better than the more cumbersome method of regulation that we now use. It's also simpler and much more reliable than the so-called cap-and-trade method.
While the Citizens Climate Lobby strives to be nonpartisan, thus far it's managed to attract mostly progressives. The Climate Leadership Council, in contrast, prominently bills itself as conservative. And considering current politics, that's key. But will that, in itself, be effective in enticing Republicans to embrace the plan? Looking for folks who may be right of center, my first stop is the Dexter Forum. The bi-monthly discussion was founded and is co-led by a Democrat and a Republican.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone.
All political persuasions are encouraged to attend, and all are welcome to suggest topics. I briefly described the conservatives' plan.
Last week, I don't know if anybody heard about it, but there was a proposal to...
No one here has heard of it yet, but initial reactions are skeptical.
I'm just sort of befuddled by that there would be, this is a so-called conservative Republican proposal,
that the government collects money and redistributes it to other people is not consistent with
and calls it market-based.
Sounds like a tax to me.
James Baker and his crew are well aware of this major challenge, so they call it
carbon dividends. There's a carbon tax buried in there somewhere, but this is a program on carbon dividends. Make sure you understand that.
They estimate the dividend would start out at about $2,000 per household per year and go up from there.
This is not a tax in that sense. It does not grow government. It is rebated dollar for dollar to the American people.
But still, Ed Francis, a left-leaning member of the Dexter Forum, is concerned about impacts to the poor. He says some of them have far to travel for work or groceries.
My concern is that, you know, would that somehow penalize, this carbon tax somehow penalize those people? You know, it's like, yeah, they get something back, but would it be enough to balance out their need?
Similar concerns were voiced by the left in the bitter battle over the carbon tax proposal, which was defeated in Washington State last November. But Climate Leadership Council founder Ted Halstead says these fears are unfounded.
According to the Department of Treasury, 70% of Americans would come out ahead under this plan. In fact, the bottom 70% of Americans would come out ahead under this plan. What that means is that 223 million Americans stand to benefit financially from solving climate change.
But ultimately, will progressives support a proposal offered by conservatives? I'm in the Diag at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor at a climate rally. It's February 18th and 66 degrees.
So we can't just gather in the Diag.
One of the six speakers is U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell.
We have to make sure that we've got action plans and that we're delivering on those action plans.
The Citizens Climate Lobby has co-sponsored the rally. Here's Ann Arbor CCL chapter chair, Ginny Rogers, commenting on the news of the conservatives' action plan.
Well, their plan is actually quite similar to ours. You know, the differences in the Carbon Leadership Council's carbon dividends plan is that theirs also calls for eliminating some regulations, I think specifically the Clean Power Plan.
But any rollback of the Clean Power Plan makes it a non-starter with some groups, such as the National Resources Defense Council, which issued a statement in opposition. Are there left-leaning leaders who will consider fewer regulations? Chip Smith, Ann Arbor City Council and Environmental Commission member, is a speaker at the rally.
But if it is, you know, we think that there's a better way to accomplish the same thing as the Clean Power Act, well, you know, we would be doing a disservice to the country if we were to not have that discussion.
State Representative Yusuf Rabi is also a speaker at the rally.
No plan is perfect, of course, and something is better than nothing. And, you know, if this plan has a chance of moving forward, then, you know, wonderful.
Both seem willing to lend cautious support.
You know, getting to the discussion of a national carbon tax is really, really important. And I think the only way we get there is if it comes from Republicans, quite frankly.
While there's opposition to this plan, there's also support. Those concerned about climate are relieved that a conversation, at least, may finally be starting that includes a broad spectrum of perspectives. In the Green Room, I'm Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. To visit the Green Room archive, visit WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.